Just thought I'd take this opportunity to get into some more podcasting as I'm driving home from uni today. It's been a while since I put a podcast up, and I've actually got several things that I'd plan on putting on a podcast at the moment, but as Bren from erratus.blogspot.com has pointed out, and not that I didn't know this, but it really is quite a bit of work editing and putting together a podcast, so this is one of those podcasts that I'm not going to do anything to other than transfer it onto the computer, which will involve plugging in a USB cable and dragging and dropping, and then uploading it onto the internet. There's going to be no third-party editing going on, no added sounds or bells and whistles, basically because I don't have the time and can't be bothered. So I'm not going to edit out any mistakes or anything at all. So, now that you're thoroughly bored and wondering what the point of this podcast is, it doesn't really have a point except to say that and get annoyed at people driving your wiener. Get annoyed at people picking up their kids from school today, trying to drive home and stopping in the middle of the street. What's going on at the moment? Well, I handed in a couple of news stories the other day. One of them got printed. I think I might have blogged about that and put a link to it up on the blog. One of them got printed in the School of Journalism newspaper. And I wasn't too impressed with what I wrote, simply because I'd constrained myself by their word limit, which was 300 to 350, I think, was the word limit they wanted on it. And because I tried to constrain myself to that, I think I still went to 395 words, and it just wasn't. I just couldn't tell the story in that amount of words. Now, that either says something about the story, that it was too complicated to try and tell as a single news piece, or it says something about my abilities as a writer, in that I couldn't compress it into an easily understandable 350-word news story. I think it was more the complicated side, because I had to deal with the Senate and a bill they're trying to pass, or amendments to the Public Service Act, trying to stop public servants from speaking to the media. At the moment, the regulations on that are quite draconian, which is the very words used by the justice who ruled on the current act went to the Supreme Court of Australia because of someone who was fired from their job, a public servant, for speaking out and trying to out this corruption. Now, it went to the Supreme Court of Australia, the justice who ruled in that case, his words were that the law was draconian, because what it says at the moment in, I believe, Regulation 2.1 of the Act, is that public servants are, now it doesn't say expressly forbidden, but the words it uses are, public servants cannot speak to anyone at any time about anything that has any relation to the work that they do. They can't speak to anyone about it if it's not work-related. Sorry, just go past this wall where I'm getting a bit of reverb. So basically, it's extreme and probably a bit hysterical to say, you know, someone could get in trouble for speaking to their family about what they did at work today. But that's what the wording suggests. The wording suggests that you cannot speak to anyone, even your own family, about what goes on at work. Because if you do, the government is within its rights to take you to task, to have you prosecuted for breaking the law. Now, so that the case that Justice Finn was the justice who ruled on that case, and the case was Bennett versus Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. So he ruled that that was a contravention, that the act as it is right now is a contravention of the implied constitutional freedom of political... what is it? The implied constitutional freedom of political discourse or something like that. And so what the government, current government, Howard government, did was try to introduce an amendment to the act, because it was recommended or ruled that that should be amended. So the government has tried to introduce an amendment to the act, which says that no public servant, public servants cannot disclose information which could be prejudicial to the effective working of government. So that went to the Senate in June of this year, and in June of this year, the current government didn't have a majority in the Senate, so they couldn't push it through, and it was argued in opposition that the words could be prejudicial were open to just complete misappropriation by the government. Anyone could decide what could be prejudicial means and what information could be prejudicial. So that was denied by the Senate in June this year, I believe. So now, trying to get around the traffic here. Denied because even though it was admittedly an improvement, as Senator Abetz, who was I don't know now if he's Liberal or a National Senator. As he said, and completely agreeable, it is an improvement on the Act as it stands right now, which, as I said, is can't talk to anyone about anything at any time. But while it's an improvement, it still allows for the same ambiguity as it stands. So while it is an improvement in theory or in wording, the wording of the current wording in Regulation 2.1 of the Public Service Act is quite aggressive, and so while the wording has changed to sound better, the implication is still the same. There is still, Justice Finn ruled, an implied contravention. A contravention of the implied constitutional right of freedom of political discourse, or whatever it says. So anyway, that's the complication in the story that I was trying to write. And trying to get that in 350 words didn't work so well. So that was what was published. Now, I handed in three stories last week, which was my first three stories to hand in for this year, when I should have been up to five. Now, next Friday, I'm pretty much going to have to hand in another three stories, and I'm hoping to do those about new media, blogging, podcasting, and not just what they are, although I... Because, again, constrained by 350 words, it's going to be a bit difficult to do some, you know, this is what RSS is, this is what podcasting means and is, and how you do it, and blogging, and what it is, and who does it. Those sorts of things are going to be very hard to constrain in 300-350 words. But, that's for assessment. But for publishing purposes, I think I'll be able to go over those limits and actually get into it a bit more. But not just talking about those things. I also want to do, in the same vein, what could be a completely other story, is about new media and its societal... what it means in society, how society is reacting to new media, how people are embracing it in the journalism world, in the general public, how they are embracing new media, whether they're actually reading blogs, actually listening to podcasts, whether they really even give a crap. And so for that, I'm going to interview there's my broadcast lecturer, who I just want to see what his opinion is of whether podcasting is going to take over broadcast on the video iPod as well now. But there's also some experts on new media and societal shifts in new media, new journalism, all these sorts of things. So that's my plan for at least one of the next three stories I've got to do. May also have another one in the works about iPods, and was told today by a friend about a loophole in Australian broadcasting rules that basically means that, I mean, he said anyone who owns an iPod and has music on their iPod is breaking the law in Australia, because there's a loophole that says in Australia you're not allowed to remove any music by any means from a CD. So you cannot rip your own music from your own purchased CD because of Australian music laws, or however it works, I'm not exactly sure. And so he was saying all iPod users, but really it's anyone who has ripped any music off a CD onto their own computer as an MP3 in Australia. Essentially, that's, well, supposedly illegal. So that's something I've got to look up as another story idea, see whether it really is illegal, or whether he's just blowing it out his ass. I don't think he is, and so if you're listening to this, Dan or Milton, I don't think you are, but you know, I also don't want to be shot down for having put that out as a story idea, when it's not even true. So that's today's podcast now, as I pull up at my house, and I'll talk to you next time.